people are waking up, and that's a new age. And Lord Muruga is on this wake-up team, and all of his many millions of devas, multi-millions of devas who live in the Pretaloka, who can see you, because they're trained, but you can't see them. And they know what's going on in the homes. They know what's going on behind closed doors. They hear the conversations. They hear the screams, the yells, and the pleadings of, don't hit me again. I'll do anything you say. Beaten down to total submission. And that's called a good child or a good wife. What cruel people. But bad karma is going to come back on them. We hope it comes back in this life. We pray it comes back in this life, because it's good to get over it in this life. Otherwise, it will come back twice as strong in the next life. You can count on it. You can count on it. You read about these things in newspapers and magazines daily. You hear about these, see these things on TV daily. What put that into motion, that that awful incident happened to an individual? He put it into motion himself. The law of karma is unfailing. It's also impersonal. Totally impersonal. Like gravity. Works for one and all systematically. I can drop some insignificant thing. Gravity will take it down. I can drop this beautiful shell. Gravity will take it down. It'll break. Gravity is not making a decision between an insignificant object and a significant object. It works. So does karma work like that. I throw force out from within me. Give words. You give feelings. You have physical action. You have emotional action. And that prana goes out and comes back to you. You can circumvent the law of karma by doing good. Many, many families, especially school teachers, have done the prayers citta to clean up their karma, to mitigate the karma so it doesn't come back so strongly, by counting up the slaps that they have given to their children, to their wives, and then giving themselves, looking in the mirror, and giving themselves five slaps for every one slap while watching in the mirror, and feeling how it feels, and then distributing pamphlets and giving talks on better ways against corporal abuse of children and wives. In Malaysia, one or two men distributed 14,000 pamphlets. 14,000 pamphlets. And did this sadhana, and now feels like the karma has been mitigated and is happy about himself. School teachers are the greatest beaters in the world. So Lord Muruga, the god of war, to end war for all time. The Mahadevas say the New Age will never really hook in internationally until the last person that is supposed to be killed has been killed. And then no more killing after that. Then we have a new age. But where do we start? We start within the home, within the family unit. First we have extended families. Now extended families are breaking up. Joint families are breaking up. We have the nuclear family. And where is the nuclear family? It's also breaking up. I always say nuclear families are just ready to explode, and they're exploding. And husband and wife are going from bed to bed to bed to bed to bed to bed. The children are in hands of the court, and one good thing about it, if the children have visiting privileges and are shuttled back between mom and dad, neither one of them will beat them, because that'll go to the judge. So the children benefit. And these young people who are Hindus have the advantage of two cultures. And that's a great boon. We hear all the time the negative approach of children growing up in two cultures. Isn't that just too bad? Well, wouldn't it be just too bad if they were just growing up in the well-organized, unorganized American culture? They have a great boon. They're growing up in the well-organized, traditional Hindu culture, and then their other culture is the well-organized, disorganized Western culture that is yet to be organized and solidified. And that's a big boon for the children and the young people. And they should, you know, take great pride in their Hinduness and into their ability to live both cultures, one within the home and temple and cultural events, and the other in school, where they have to mix with the non-religious people who are seeking some self-identity, something to hang on to, kind of lost. So we're invoking Lord Murugan today to make a difference. To make a difference. Stop the war within the home, which will automatically, without doing anything more, bring peace to the community, to the country, and it'll all thrive and grow like a beautiful garden. And it's up to each and every one to be a self-proclaimed missionary and take the responsibility on yourself. You know crimes are committed against children, against wives, then solve the problem. Report the problem. In Canada, the teachers in school tell Asian kids, if your parents hit you, you call this number. It happens to be 911. The police come to the house. Immigration just changed the law about giving green cards. They give a temporary green card for a new married couple for a year or 2 years. But if there's any abuse within the home that's reported, immediate deportation. No questions asked. Immediate deportation. There was an incident in a supermarket. And this shows you the responsibility of law-abiding citizens. There was an incident in the supermarket. A little kid was pulling things off the shelf, the lower shelf, and the mother took and whacked that kid and it went sliding across the floor. The cashier and the stock boy grabbed that woman, locked her in a closet, called the police, and had her taken to jail. A citizen's arrest. They were responsible people, just ordinary people, but responsible people. In San Diego, an Indian lady running a daycare center shook a child so frantically that the child died. The lady's now experiencing free room and board in jail. Why? Because responsible citizens do responsible things within their community to keep the community running correctly. Therefore, this great God, Murugan, has a great job to do. And we call upon each of his temples to give him the, shall we say, the congregation to work through so that that job is performed properly, quickly, and effectively to bring Saravana Bhava. If you all want, anybody wants a mantra, Saravana Bhava, 6 letters, bring peace in the mind, Sat Chit Ananda. Absolute peace, serenity. The mind is like a quiet lake. Not a ripple. Not a breeze. Just sitting there. And that, especially for family people, is to be striven for, is to be worked for within yourself, because you're here to realize the self as Saravana Bhava, Satchitananda. That's why you're born in this planet. And you'll be born and born and born again until you do. families shouldn't seek for the timeless, formless Shivam. Otherwise the world will renounce you and you won't be able to make a living. You'll become a self-proclaimed sannyasin. But Saravarbhava, Satchidananda, when the mind is absolutely calm. And you experience that bliss. Because why? All subconscious, subjective problems have been dealt with and solved through simple practices of Raja Yoga, through simple practices of Hatha Yoga, through simple practices of Pranayama, through simple practices of clearing the subconscious mind through Vasana, Daha Tantra. And then what? You stand on your own 2 feet, you have self-respect, you feel like you're the center of the universe. Not in an egotistical way, but in a way that realization brings to you that subliminal knowledge. So that's worth striving for, that's worth coming to the temple for, that's worth having a home shrine within your home, that's worth solving problems. Before bedtime, don't go to sleep with a problem, interpersonal problem, solve it before bedtime. Otherwise, the memory and the emotion tangle and remain in the subconscious for years. For years. Eventually creating physical problems, emotional problems, self-identity problems, and problems of intercommunication problems with others. And this can all be cleared up with simple yoga practices. And that's what we teach in our Himalayan Academy. So we want to, again, welcome everybody. Think about this. Talk about it, your families, among yourselves, as you're eating prasadam, as you're getting to know each other, communicating with each other, loving each other, and mentally say to each other, I love you.